Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that it was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Can't believe I'm saying this, Crevo. I'm so glad the weekend's done.
I know, because your Vegas trip is so close.
She's off.
When do you leave?
Thursday.
What
last
time?
Last shift is Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so soon.
So I leave at 10:30 in the morning on Thursday.
Wow.
And I'm not back for 2.5 weeks. You're here to your own devices. Tyler will be taking over. Producer Tyler will be doing the show with you.
Right. Is she? Is that all locked in?
Well, I hope so. Because I ain't going to be here.
Well,
unless
that's
they throw
true.
Me one of those kits that we can use.
Oh, yeah.
From overseas, I can still get paid. That'd be great.
I don't think they're doing that.
You're looking very fresh this morning. Fresh fresh cuts.
Yeah, fresh fade.
Yeah.
Feeling good, looking good. That's my motto in life.
Of course, especially for a Monday.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, superb, really.
And superb. The weather. Hot.
It was it turned on, didn't it? Yeah.
Mint.
Saturday night, I went down to the Central Coast with my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Crevo.
Yeah, it was like a week ago or something, but
flooded. Happy belated birthday,
Mr. Flooded.
Crevo.
Like they had another one planned last weekend, but they got flooded in.
Yeah.
So it had to be this weekend. It was great.
Oh, that's so
lovely
good.
Night. Very nice.
Good morning, Jared.
Morning. Morning. I, for one, am not happy the weekend's over, but I am happy for you, Meg.
Yeah, well, you're not normally here on a Monday morning at 4:30 in the morning or whatever.
My voice has never sounded so deeper.
No, how many copies have you had so far?
Two so far.
All right.
I think your voice sounds some of the best it's ever sounded.
your partner's going to love this raspy voice. Oh, dear. We're going to get a first of five catch-up with Jared and his beautiful raspy voice in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five.
Now, Jared, Newey secured an international musical, haven't we?
It sure has, and I'm very excited about this one.
Yeah.
So Civic Theatre is having the Tony and Olivier award-winning production Come From Away, which will be calling Newcastle home for an extended stay at the theatre in February.
I've seen the ads for this. Actually,
yes.
Maybe 2 years ago, pre-COVID, they had the ads and it was meant to be in Sydney or something like that. Something to do with 9/11,
Yeah. So it tells the real-life story of around 7,000 air passengers who were grounded in Canada at the time of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
You know what? I have heard of this. This will be great.
Yeah.
And so, I'm really looking forward to it. So, you know what they always say, like, build it for them and they'll come. So, we get one international musical come locally. We might have plenty more to follow and we don't have to go to Sydney.
This is where it starts. Kicks off with
right.
this.
I know.
Next thing you know, we're going to have Kinky Boots in Newcastle or something. Who knows?
Moulin Rouge. I hear that's in the country.
Yeah.
All of that's to come. And also, it seems like there's a bit of an improvement to the waterways, apparently, with all this flooding, right?
Yes. So despite the flooding, which you think would make our waterways terrible, most of our local beaches have retained their very good status or have even jumped up from good to very good.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. Like, so just in time for summer, we've got some crystal clear water. Just stay
just
out of the rivers.
Just in time for La Nina.
Just in time.
Wouldn't you think La Nina would have had the worst possible effect on our beaches?
Exactly. Oh, no, apparently not.
Okay. Question. Can it fix Stockton? Probably not.
La Nina's only doing bad things to Stockton.
Exactly.
I think Stockton needs a lot more help.
Mm, Stockton's out.
Sure does.
Unfortunately.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
Don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank topper.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, the fuel is back.
Are you serious?
The fuel is back, my friend.
What?
How
would have expected that?
All right. So
you, because you knew all about it.
Of course. But you know the details behind this, Crevo. A little bit of cheeky trivia.
That's
fill
right.
Your tank.
Free petrol is what we're all about here.
Yeah. So basically, we ask you some basic trivia questions. And if you get it right, $50 worth of fuel in the tank. You've got the option to bank that fuel and go to the next question worth $100 worth of fuel. So on and so forth to $150 worth of fuel. You get one wrong, though, you lose the lot.
That's right.
So no fuel for you.
It tests your nerve. Do you want to be a gambler or do you want to take the free petrol and run?
If you are like a trivia buff, if you will, we haven't done this for a couple of weeks, so we thought, given the price of fuel at the moment, probably need to bring it back.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all about helping you, the lovely person of Newcastle and the Hunter.
Mm.
And that is what this is about, giving away free petrol just for answering questions.
Now, I say we, but we're not doing it on the show. We've got other things to do. So we're going to leave it up to Tyler and Michael to do the trivia because let's be real. Sometimes you can be a bit harsh.
Me?
With the questions.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, geez,
It's been known that you've been quite harsh with the questions.
Oh, geez.
The boss is like, you know what? We're not going to let Crevo do this anymore. And now, because of that, I cop it. So
I don't remember a single minute of it, to be honest.
Of course
you don't. I love doing it.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it to be back for Tyler and Michael.
Tyler and Michael, right across your workday. Tank Toppers is back. Your chances to score up to $150 worth of free fuel. Oh,
get
easy
on that.
As. Hey,
wow.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, you're a bit of a food connoisseur, Crevo.
Yeah, I love food.
Like, are there any particular, like, dessert combinations that you're a fan of? Butter and jelly or salted caramel?
Yeah, I like all. I'm not huge into the salted caramel.
I don't either. I think salted caramel ruins things. Keep normal caramel as
a little bit overrated.
Yeah.
Occasionally, a tiny bit of salt to certain desserts can help. Overall, though, just the standards. You know what I absolutely love that I haven't had in a while?
What's that?
Like a hot cherry or apple pie.
Someone posted in a group the other day about there's a bakery around here that does a cherry pie.
Oh,
I'll need to find it for you. But
be alert.
Yeah, but we're not talking about cherry pies, though.
Okay.
We're talking about the classic combination for desserts, choc mint.
I don't like mint.
You're not a mint fan?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, choc mint, it's huge. It's everywhere.
Yeah, well, everyone loves it.
In the dessert world, it's made its way into the savoury world, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Are we doing weird food combinations sort of chat? Oh, fantastic.
That's right.
We're doing FM radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're doing here.
Choc mint has gone into the savoury world.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, we're talking about those lovely dessert food combinations. Choc mint.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a fan? I find that really strange.
I don't like mint.
Really? That just blows my mind. So, like, if you get a mojito, for example, no?
Oh, fresh mint's okay.
Fresh mint's okay. It's
just
not like the processed.
Well, mint flavouring in food.
Essence.
Chocolate, dessert, mint, no.
Okay, so what if we take the choc mint, though, and chuck it savoury? What are you feeling about that?
I'm not into it, but I think it's weird.
Yeah, well, the burger joint overseas, Himanda, have you ever heard of it?
No, of course not.
No, okay. So they've introduced the choc mint burger.
This seems weird.
I don't know why this is a thing. It's in South Korea. So they've introduced it. So it is basically a choc mint sauce, if you will, all over the burger. With Oreos. It's a beef burger, by the way.
I don't know about chocolate on a burger.
Yeah, so
I'm a bit concerned.
Yeah. So it consists of mint chocolate sauce, crispy mint chocolate Oreo cookies, and beef patties, and cheese containing live lactic acid bacteria, whatever that means.
This place sounds like really, really weird.
Now, I'll see if I can send you a photo of this burger because it looks very interesting. I don't know how I would go with this because I do love choc mint.
What about, like, chocolate on a beef burger, though?
No.
Something about that that's concerning. Oh, that thing looks so weird.
Right. So they're not the only ones who have done this. So KFC in South Korea, a couple of years ago, introduced the choc mint dipping sauce for, like, their KFC tenders.
So this seems like a thing
in South Korea.
Putting chocolate with your savoury.
Yeah.
It's big in some places. They do, you know what, like, I've been to Indonesia a lot of times.
Yeah.
They do. They love chocolate and cheese.
Chocolate and cheese?
They're mad for it.
Interesting.
They have this food, right? What they do is they get, like, white bread, but thick cut, and then they grill chocolate and cheese inside it on, like, an open barbecue with butter.
I'd try that. I don't know if I'd like it.
It's pretty good,
yeah.
But I don't know. With
chocolate
the burger,
a bit too much.
And going too far. They've gone too far.
So you've got the burger there, you've got the chocomint KFC dipping sauce. They've also done egg rolls, chocomint egg rolls, and then noodles as well, like your ramen.
Oh, no.
Chocomint flavour.
They've ruined it.
No, you're not into it?
They've ruined all of those foods as far as I'm concerned.
You're quite adventurous, though, with your food.
Yep.
You're saying you're throwing your hands up in the air and not trying this.
Yeah, they've gone too far.
Okay.
And I've eaten rat before.
You've eaten rat?
Yeah, once.
Oh. I think the most experimental I've ever gone was I did crocodile and emu or something.
Put it in a burger, don't they?
No. When they, back in primary school, they brought around all of the bush tucker.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Try it. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I'm emu and crocodile, but that's as adventurous as I've ever
tasted
gone.
Like chicken.
Mate,
didn't
I hate sushi for Christ's sake, so I can't talk. But I'm not trying that. Sorry.
They've gone too far.
A little bit.
Look, we love a wedding story on this show, Meg.
Yes.
How about absolute chaos at this one when a whole bunch of people passed out?
Oh, were they that excited about two people tying the knot?
It's, absolute chaos at this wedding.
All right.
I'm going to get into how it all went down in just a minute. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you. Oh, it's a wedding story, Meg.
Oh, my favourite.
So sweet this is.
Yeah.
So they're having this lovely wedding and then suddenly Grandma just passes out. They're like, that's a bit weird.
Was it a hot day?
Not at all. It was a lovely, cool day. But what had happened is one of the wedding guests had made a bunch of wacky tabacky cupcakes and put them all around the party. Grandma grabbed one not knowing what it was, and they were very strong. She passed out. Apparently, she went grey in the face. They couldn't find a pulse. It was pretty cool.
She nearly died.
Oh, imagine you're the person that baked those, because it wasn't the happy couple.
No.
And just put them around and then Grandma died.
So, I'd like to think there was a reason the friend did this. Maybe there's...
It just seems like a bit of a prank or something. I don't know. And then a kid went to grab one as well, which is no good.
Not good.
They're not for kids.
No.
Even though it looks like it is. Got to be very careful with this sort of thing. Who knew that, imagine being the person that did it and then Grandma almost died.
Now, I can see a photo in this article and it does look like there's an edible decoration on these.
Yeah.
That does show what is potentially inside these cupcakes.
See, innocent old grandma, though, doesn't know. And innocent
kids. Oh, that's a rosemary leaf.
Exactly. Innocent kids have no idea.
No.
But this was very, very, could have been very bad.
It could have been actually
apparently
really
a bunch of the other guests were all a bit, well, they were having a really good time. Unexpectedly as well.
Now, the thing is, I love the idea of baking for a wedding and all that kind of stuff. I don't think I could do this for a wedding.
No, it's cake spiking.
Yes,
you know, you
it
can't,
is. It actually is. Stuff the punch that you spike.
Yeah. It's one thing to say, look, you know, put them aside and say anyone that wants to partake, you're most welcome to, because it's legal in a lot of places
in
America.
Yeah.
But to just randomly dot cakes around a wedding, kids and stuff will pick them up.
Well, apparently Meghan Markle's first wedding, they did have the brownies.
Oh, did they now?
Yeah. And they were using that against her when she was... For first dating Harry.
God.
She had a wedding with weed in it. I think of all people to care,
Harry wouldn't be one of them.
No, I think he probably partook in this maybe. I'm not speculating anything, but...
He's had a party or two in his day.
He has. likes to have a good time, old Harry.
Was that him who was nude in Vegas? I always forget which one it was.
Oh, well, it wasn't William. He's boring as batshit.
It was obviously Harry.
When was the last interesting thing William ever did?
I can't think of anything. Aside from slapping a big bit of Devon on his own head.
Right.
I don't think that's it.
I don't think he's done an interesting thing in his life compared to Harry.
Shaking hands and cutting ribbons is what William's good at.
This is why he's the honour child, if you will.
Yeah, that's right.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Meg, 5 and 10 is back.
Yes, it is.
This is, of course, awesome. All you have to do is name 5 things from a topic category we give you in 10 seconds. And today, how's this for a prize? A $70 voucher for Lone Star Ribs and Brews, Glendale, Katara, or Maitland. Take your pick.
Cheeky steak.
Oh, or ribs.
Cheeky ribs. Cheeky beer.
Let's not forget about the ribs.
The ribs, they're actually really good.
13-10-09 plus everybody that gets on the air today in the draw to win 4 tickets to Melbourne Cup at the Lucky Hotel Newcastle.
Mm.
This is you get a 3-course menu, beverage package, live music, and DJs afterwards, the whole thing.
Mm.
This whole package, I think it's worth like $700.
What?
Yeah.
Holy
for 4
crap.
People, Meg. For 4 people.
All right, get involved. 13-10-09 if you want to play 5 in 10 to win the $70 voucher for Lone Star and go in the draw for that. How bloody good.
Prizes on prizes.
Yeah.
It's like one of those delicious chiffon layer cakes.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Prizes on top of prizes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm more like a Bunnings snag kind of person with your chiffon cake. Fancy.
You can live a little, Meg.
Nah. Give me the Bunnings snag. Or give me the steak from Lone Star.
Oh,
that's
you
for
can
sure.
Get that.
13-10-09. If you want to play 5 in 10, we're going to take your call.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crivo. 5 in 10. New FM.
All right, this is very simple. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category, then topic that we give you.
Yes.
And today, if you get it in the time,
yeah,
a $70 voucher to Lone Star Ribs and Brews, Glendale, Katara, or Maitland. Take your pick.
How good. Let's spin this wheel and get today's category, shall we, Creepo?
Round and round it goes.
You give it a spin.
Yeah, here we go.
Good spin, by the way.
Thank you.
Monday
I've been working
muscles,
on it.
That's right.
Yeah, I practiced all weekend.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Maybe
it has come up as food.
Beautiful. We're going to the phones right now. Emma's in Newcastle. Hey, Emma.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You're very chipper for a Monday morning. I love this.
Well, someone has to be.
I know, right? No. It can't be us. Hey,
no, it is you.
Are you ready to go yes, win yourself this $70 Lone Star voucher?
My fingers are crossed.
Okay. All right, Crivo, what is the first topic for Emma?
Okay, Emma, I need you to name 5 spices.
Okay, 5 spices in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
All right. Cardamom, turmeric, chili, coriander, and Italian spices.
On the buzzer, are we taking it?
I think we'll accept it.
Well done.
Emma's a good
one. $70 to spend at Lone Star. Well done.
Thank you, guys. That's a great start to my week.
Yeah, great start to our week, too. Winner on the first go. I love that. How good.
Emma was a high bundle of energy,
yes,
wasn't she?
She's perked me up for a Monday.
Oh,
thank
that's
you,
good.
Emma. I love that.
Emma's good vibes all around.
Yeah, it's back tomorrow, 5 in 10 at 6. On the other side of this, Crivo, you sent me this article because it's a bit of a PSA for the blokes out there.
Well, yeah.
Who like to use a certain, what they're calling, an erection-boosting gadget.
Now, this is not something I've ever used.
Okay.
Have you ever encountered a man who's used this, Meg?
Yes.
Have you now?
Yes. Multiple, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, more common than you
more
think.
More common than you think, actually. Details on the other side of this. All right, guys, intervention time. Medical professionals have come out and said you need to stop using this one thing in the bedroom. It's causing problems.
Now, you said you've seen this before,
Meg. I have. So we're talking about these steel erection-boosting gadgets.
Right.
Now, Crivo, would you like to elaborate on what this could be? Because
you are
a bloke.
Yeah, I'm a bloke, but I've never
used one
or even like seen one for sale, to be honest.
So we're talking about the metal penis rings.
Yeah, it goes.
Otherwise known as a cock ring.
Right. That's what they're called, is it? You're just saying words.
Yeah, I am. Well, according to the lovely adult store websites that I have perused in the past, that's what they're called.
Right.
Now,
when was the last time you were on one of those websites?
Oh, probably 6 months ago when I became single.
Right.
Didn't have a man in my life, so I needed to work that out.
Time to go online.
Time to go online and get myself a replacement for a man, if you will. The thing is, the doctors have come out and said these metal rings are causing severe issues at the moment. They're too risky, and they may leave men needing to have their member amputated. They're getting stuck.
Oh, no, like for good?
For good.
Does a bloke not worry if they put it on and can't get it off?
Well, this is probably why there's been a lot of emergency department visits over the last, like, 10 years or so.
If anything will scare a bloke into not doing something, it's the chance that they might chop his knob off.
Yeah, so the thing is, as you said, I know people who have used these, and they've used the silicone ones. Silicone, much easier to, it's more pliable, it's more stretchy, there's give to it. The metal ones, however, no give. This is what's causing the issues.
I just can't believe this is a whole thing.
This is a whole thing. Medical professionals have come out and said, guys, you need to stop using these.
And too many of them are ending up in the hospital.
Yeah.
And that's a big drama.
So, apparently, one guy, his dangerously engorged member appeared to be have escaped unscathed, though, because
he got off lucky.
He got medical intervention in time.
How did they cut that off, though? Is it an angle grinder?
This is what they've done. So the footage is an angle grinder and like bolt cutters.
Oh,
I don't want that anywhere near my bits.
I don't want those tools near my tools.
No. So don't use them, Crevo.
Well, luckily I have never used them and I don't plan to, but it's a general warning if you're thinking, I want one of those, think twice.
You know what the worst part is? I'm looking at some of the images for this. You can buy them on Amazon. What can't you buy on Amazon
these days? It's a great question, but you shouldn't be buying anything like that.
No, probably not. But if you're going
to... Terrible idea.
Their recommendation, go for your silicone, go for your plastic, leave the metal ones at the store.
If you have to, I just feel like they're a washer for, like, basically a washer, aren't they?
They have their purpose, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
They have their purpose.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Az, New FM.
13 10 09. What we're looking for is, how'd you hurt your eye? Your eye injury stories.
Okay.
This is because this lady went in for a surgery because she'd been, you know, those like daily contact lenses.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That you just keep putting in.
Yeah, the ones that I absolutely can't stand.
Yeah. Well, she kept putting them in and was not taking them out.
Oh, you idiot!
So the doctor, on like together, all together on both her eyes, had to remove 15 of them.
15
of these lenses were in and about her two eyes. I'm guessing 7 in one and 8 in another, but who's
quick
counting?
Math.
Yeah, this is what I want, though. 13 10 09, how did you injure your eyes? How did you hurt your eyes? On the job site, big one.
Okay, big one. Oh, yeah, for
sure.
It
happened. But anywhere, eyes are very delicate, you know.
They can be.
That's right. Now, everyone that gets on the air today is in the draw to win 4 tickets to Melbourne Cup at the Lucky Hotel Newcastle. Prize includes a 3-course menu, beverage package, live music, best dress prizes, after party DJs. And we're going to give draw this out at the end of the week.
Yeah. This is worth nearly what?
I think
$600?
I think it's $600 to $700. Oh. Like, it is awesome.
Everyone is trying to work out what they're going to do for Melbourne Cup. You can have it sorted for you and 3 mates.
That's right.
Just by giving us your stories on 13 10 09.
Okay, how'd you hurt your eye, your eyes, eye injuries, that sort of stuff?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
How did you hurt your eyes / injure your eyes after this surgeon had to take out all of these single-use contact lenses that this person had stuck in their eyes still?
I can't stand contact lenses in my eyes at the best of times. I only wear them on Halloween, and I'm itching to get them out.
There's something very unnatural about putting anything in your eyes, right? But it's just part of it, and a lot of people use them every day, and it's fine.
I'm not one of those people. I'd rather wear glasses.
Your eye injury stories is what we're after here. Could have happened, work site, et cetera. We just want to hear them.
Yeah, Joe is in Cessnock. Hey, Joe.
How you going?
Hey, good. Hit us with your eye injury story.
Several years ago, my son got some Nerf guns for Christmas, and excited as he was, he shot me point blank in the eyeball.
Oh my God, Joe! So what was the length of the bullets, if you will?
Oh, I don't know, 2 to 3 inches, whatever.
Oh my God!
The Nerf bullet is, and with a hard rubber cup at the beginning, at the start of it.
What was the injury?
I had scratching on my eyeball. Blurred vision for about 3 weeks, and yeah, just it was a wonderful time.
And he had the injury. He had the injury of you confiscating the Nerf gun, right?
Yeah. Well, he got them from my brother, so my brother spent the rest of the day like profusely apologising. Oh. He was like, "Oh my God." I spent Boxing Day at emergency. So
oh, Joe! Oh my God!
Can you see now? All right.
Yeah, the blurriness only lasted a couple of weeks, and then it was all went back to normal, thankfully.
I would have confiscated that Nerf gun in the bin.
Well, we now have the rule of no headshots.
Good call, Joe.
Great idea.
That's smart.
And if you're thinking of getting Nerf guns for the kids,
yeah,
that's a good start.
Wear some
things.
Safety glasses on the first round.
Definitely.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago, I decided to try a new brand of makeup.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of fun.
And I actually ended up having an allergic reaction to the eyeliner for the first time. Oh my, you should have seen my eye, Crevo.
It looked like you'd been punched.
Golf ball.
Wow.
All pussed up.
Oh, pus.
Had to wear an eye patch.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't get any more infected. It was
Pirate Meg on the move
Pirate
again.
Pirate Meg. I had to use all that kind of stuff and do like the warm compresses to bring out all the gunk. Not ideal. Never use that makeup brand ever again.
Yeah, well, I can imagine why.
Don't use the cheap makeup brands from the chemist.
That's your tip?
Yeah.
They don't work
out
well.
You know what? They might look good. Don't use them.
You end up with a puffy eye.
Exactly. Disgusting. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
A lot of big artists are starting to boycott the Grammys that are coming up early next year.
Yes.
I'll fill you in more next.
All right, details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, you got all the goss on who is ditching the Grammys this year, Tyler.
Yeah, you won't see Drake or The Weeknd's names in this year's Grammys nominations, which are coming up pretty soon, I assume.
So the details are, basically, you have to nominate your stuff to be nominated for a Grammy, right?
Yeah, you've got to, like, put your album forward,
yeah.
Right? So neither of them are doing that this year, and are once again boycotting the awards show. So Drake's album, Honestly Nevermind, was so hotly anticipated when it came out earlier this year,
didn't
but then
flop?
Remember, it got swamped because Beyonce's album came out a week later.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
I forgot about that.
All of his fans really only had a week to inhale it before they had other music to kind of consume as well.
Yeah.
And The Weeknd's Dawn FM was kind of huge as well, but yeah, won't be seen anywhere near the Grammys, which will go down in Feb next year.
You know why I reckon he's done this? Because Blinding Lights and After Hours got nominated for nothing.
You
that
know why?
Album was incredible.
Do you know why that happened?
No.
He was given the option to either perform at the Super Bowl last year or the Grammys, and he chose the Super Bowl, and so none of his music was nominated at the Grammys because he snubbed them.
You know what? Ridiculous. That is one of the biggest albums of the last 10 years.
Yep.
It shows
Blinding Lights is apparently the number one like song on the Billboard charts.
Yep.
Like, for length that it's been in the charts for.
For so long, right? And Drizzy has kind of been at odds with the Grammy Awards since 2017 when he won two awards that he said he didn't want. And then he also slammed them for putting Hotline Bling in a rap category rather than pop.
Made
so
it rap.
It is, yeah. So, I mean, I think also
too. Are you saying it's rap music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. I feel like, I think it's a bit of both, right?
I think Hotline Bling is a bit more rap, yeah.
But if he's submitting it as best pop and they're putting it in best rap, like, it's weird, right? For
I
them to kind of just pick and choose where they can put it if you submitted it as that specific genre.
I'm pretty sure Justin Bieber had a go a couple of years ago because Peaches was listed as pop instead of R&B and he lost his
mind. So
now,
weird.
I think Bruno Mars is actually pulled out as well.
Yes, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have also decided to not submit their joint album Silk Sonic for consideration either. So there's definitely something fishy going on here.
Mm.
And a lot of beef that's not really being hidden behind the scenes for us all to see. So
yeah.
Get the popcorn out. I'm sure there'll be more to it as it gets closer to the Grammys as well. So it's happening in February. So the noms will be out soon, I would assume.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
There's
Beyonce,
a lot of beef.
Renaissance is going to be in there 100%.
Of course.
Taylor Swift, I think, has got a new album dropping. That'll be in there.
Megan Thee Stallion.
He's saying Beyonce and Taylor Swift might win some awards.
Maybe.
Next.
Possibly.
You'd bloody hope so.
There's a slight chance they might beat someone out.
Yeah, I hope they do. They've got some power.
It's about time the girls kind of, you know, come to the front.
Talk over. I love that.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Az, New FM.
All right, Meg, question for you.
Okay.
Personal question.
Personal one.
Well, a little bit. Do you clean your belly button out every day in the shower? Like getting in there with the soap, little belly button brush.
Okay, I don't own a belly button brush, first of all, but I can't say I do it every day because it's not what I'm focusing on when I'm in the shower. Arms, legs, face. Everything.
Yeah, but that's a crucial little hidey hole for dirt.
Look, I don't pay attention. I get it done probably every couple of days because I think about when I think about it, but I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, but you're cleaning all the other parts of your body. Why not that?
I might gloss over it, but it's not really. I don't think of it every day.
So this is a debate that's come up online because it seems like some people are doing it daily.
Yeah,
and some people are like. Never do it, or rarely do it. I'll get in there daily.
Daily.
Because one time, I was like, oh, it suddenly got itchy. This was years ago.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, that's weird. And it felt like sore almost.
Oh.
I went in the doctor because I was like, that's like, I don't know, very unusual, right? And he goes, oh, you just need to change to like an antibiotic soap in there.
What?
Antibacterial soap in there.
So you have to use that on a regular basis?
I don't now. He just said just use that for like a few days
and
it will stop. But he goes, you got to be on this and make sure you wash it daily.
There's some people who go at it with a Q-tip.
I don't know about that.
But I don't focus.
You just once
on
in a while.
When I'm washing my body, like it's just I don't focus on the area. You just
let a bit of the, let the filth build up in there.
Yeah, I'm not focusing on it. No,
13,
are people legit getting angry about this? Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, 13:10:09. Do you do it daily? Do you never do it? What team are you on here? Of course, everybody that gets on the air today, right, and imagine this is how you win it.
Yeah, right.
In the draw for 4 tickets to Melbourne Cup at the Lucky Hotel Newcastle.
How good.
Now, this includes your 3-course menu, your beverage package sorted, live music, best dress prizes, and the DJs kicking off from 3 o'clock, and we're giving this away on Friday.
Oh, how good.
All you got to do is tell us, do you clean it daily, or do you just let it be?
We're talking about your belly button here,
my friend.
Let
the water just flow through it, as it does.
Let us know, 13:10:09 to get in the draw for those Melbourne Cup tickets.
Megan
Crivo. The Novos. All right, so this debate going online. A lot of people never wash their belly button out.
I find
which
that
surprises
disgusting,
me.
First of all. But then again, people think I'm disgusting because I don't do it every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just... Okay, I used to be a non-washer, really.
Really?
Well,
like
not maybe just once in a while because I never thought of it, right?
When you say once in a while...
Yeah.
Like, how often's that?
I don't know. I can't remember. But then it, like, got really itchy one day.
Yeah, you were saying.
And the doctor was like, you're going to have to use, like, a antibacterial soap in there until it's better, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So you got to be aware and alert of this whole situation.
True. Well, Claire's hit us up on the Instagram, @thenovos_, basically telling me that I'm disgusting because I don't do it every day. I'm like, oh, ease up.
Well,
jeez.
Yeah, that's a bit full on.
It's not that I don't do it every day. Like, I wash myself every day, but I just don't focus on that area. Like,
well, this is the thing. It's like, a thing, apparently. Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, as I said to you this morning, I only had a very quick 2-minute shower. I'm not focusing. I'm focusing on the main areas during that 2 minutes, and then whatever.
And then you just move on.
Yeah.
Look, I think... think you should be, is the truth of it. But it's one of those things. Apparently, like, I remember we've talked about this on the show before. A lot of people don't actually wash their legs. They just let the water run down.
I was like that for a while, but now I'm shaving my legs every day. It's, you know.
you're on to doing it.
Yeah.
Well, because I guess you have to soap them up, right?
with the shaving cream.
Away you go.
See, I was just thinking, though, the belly button. I was looking at some of the list of concerns with your belly button, and you can get, like, umbilical hernias.
Oh, my God, that sounds awful.
Bacterial infections. Like, I think that's
probably what I had.
Sebaceous cysts.
Anything with cyst in it is a no from me.
I can't even pronounce this, but it's a yeast infection of the belly button. No, so you know what, maybe I might need to.
You need to switch it up
area.
To more to daily meat.
Yeah, that's a little bit. My top tip there. Hey, on the other side of this, over the weekend, it was quite interesting because Halloween is fast approaching. It's about, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, right.
And I'm not going to be in the country for it. So my mum does a really cool display out in Toronto called Frights on Forest Lake. So if you've ever been out in Toronto and you've seen the crazy lady with the Halloween decorations
everywhere.
Before Halloween even kicks off, that's my mum.
Yeah.
And we normally do like a big thing a couple of days before to try and get everything prepped because she's got like props and displays and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to be here. So they threw like a Halloween prep / Bon Voyage party for me.
Oh, because you're off on your big trip on Wednesday.
Now, you'd think I was going overseas for 10 years or something. No. I'm going for 2 weeks. But they threw this little Bon Voyage party. It was very interesting. Going to get into the details on the other side of these.
Something strange in your neighbourhood. Who you going to call?
Halloween is just around the corner, Crevo.
A couple of weeks away.
It's my family's Christmas, basically. We're a bit creepy.
You talk about it, I'd say, all throughout the year.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah. Your mum is obsessed.
Yes.
And it's her biggest, I guess, event of the year.
Yeah. So we pretty much plan for this the entire year.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people do Christmas displays at the front of their house.
Yeah.
No. Your mum does Halloween.
Yeah.
But normally with a Christmas display, it stays out the front for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Our Halloween display, when I say our, I mean my mum's Halloween display, stays there for one day and that's it.
Really?
We take it all out, we bring it all back in.
You don't have it out there for a few days leading up to it?
So mum does a little bit. So at the moment, the front door is covered in cobwebs and some spiders and all that kind of stuff. The week leading up, she has Skelly, which is the skeleton.
Right.
He chills at the front on a chair and has a sign saying the countdown to Halloween and like a lame Halloween pun.
Okay, kind of thing. Just on a blackboard.
He's holding the blackboard. Mum updates it every day.
It's going to be, who
drive past go, oh, what does it say today? She loves it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's going to be a spectacular evening, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Mm. Oh, no, really lame puns. It's just like, oh, what is a skeleton's favourite snack? Spare ribs.
Gotcha.
Kind of stuff like that. And, you know, kids get a kick out of it.
Of course.
Anyway, so normally in like the couple of days lead up, I go over and I do all of her animatronic setups. Mm. So all of her moving like props, if you will.
It's like setting up for the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Exactly. So we're doing battery changes and testing all the props, seeing what doesn't work.
Mm.
So we know we can nix it and get rid of it.
Kathy Freeman comes over and shoots an arrow into a flaming cauldron.
Pretty much. It's pretty
all
much
that
how
sort
this
of
works.
Gear.
Anyway, so went over there, but it was a partial, we're doing this now because Meg's not here to help us, and part, she's going away and we need to celebrate. Like, I'm going for 2 weeks. I'm not going for a month or I'm not going for a year. I'm going for 2 weeks.
You're not moving over there.
But I came to the conclusion, though, I'm the only person in my family with a passport. No one else has travelled overseas.
Oh, this is interesting. This is so exciting then for you.
Yeah, so I've been given a list of things I need to get. My sister wants like a metal keychain from Vegas. My other sister wants me to go to the Porn Stars shop. Like all of this kind of stuff. And like, you need to take all these photos to the point where we got a family photo at the end of the day posing with my travel card.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean travel card?
Oh, my travel money card that I got from Combank.
Oh my God, this is so
it's
cute.
It's actually quite funny. So it was interesting afternoon, let me tell you, doing all the Halloween prep. I passed the torch on, by the way, to one of my young nieces. I'm the bubble machine, smoke machine operator. That's on the day. That's normally my
Your
job.
Gig, yeah.
Passed it along to her and she's all excited because she gets to do that.
Now you can let her keep that job
I
now.
I know, and now I can do something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, next year, the plan is I'll be home for Halloween next year. We're going to do like a tattoo parlor. with all the fake tattoos.
Oh,
the
kids I thought you were doing real ones.
No, I don't have the skills for that. But just like a fake tattoo parlor, and I'll be all done up in tattoos and giving people all their ink and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
But that's next year. Yeah. But if you get a chance to go check it out in Toronto, Frights on Forest Lake.
It's actually famous.
It is.
You talk to anyone around town that's from that area, they know about
it. They know that house is the Halloween house.
Yeah.
And people have come up to Mum before because they sometimes recognise her at the shop when she's not in her get-up.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, my kids know your house is the Halloween house. They love it, blah, blah, blah.
So, oh, that's so good.
If you're in Toronto, go check it out on Halloween. It's going to be great. I'm not going to be there. It's really, I'm actually a bit sad.
I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to be living my best life. So. Yeah, you'll be in Vegas. What are you talking about?
Sure. I'll be doing Halloween in Vegas. Come on.
You won't be that sad, no. I think.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crillo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as. New FM.
All right, so, Meg, you should never cheat in school.
No.
I mean, that's my caveat.
It is HSC at the moment. That's so right. Don't do this.
Yeah.
But
this story that I've seen about the way his student cheated, it's actually blowing my mind.
Okay.
So you see all sorts of, you know, did you write a note and put it up your sleeve, did you? Oh, welcome to the...
hidden tattoo.
100,000th person to have done that this year.
Yeah.
But this level of cheating is next level. We're going to talk about it next. And the cheating you might have seen back in school.
Okay.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos. All right, HSC is upon us here in the Hunter. Mm. And, of course, everyone's studying away. And, of course, there will be some people who cheat.
A bit of cheeky behaviour going on.
It always happens, but don't get caught because it can really stuff things up
you
for
shouldn't
you.
You should be cheating anyway, guys.
Nah,
come on.
It's terrible.
Don't do it. But stories have come out recently of people who have
been
done it.
Caught cheating. How's this for unbelievable?
Yeah.
This guy... he carved the answers or the information he needed into the sides of his pens.
So these Bic pens, right? Yeah,
they're like the clear ones that are like eight-sided or six-sided.
Yeah,
they're
the Bic pens.
Yeah, so he carved that into it. So when you had the ink in it, you couldn't really see it. But when you took the ink out, you could sort of hold it up to the light and read what he'd carved into it.
Because that's not suspect at all, doing that, taking the ink cartridge out.
I know, right? Good luck. You'd be caught in a second.
Why isn't my pen working?
Anyway, he did get caught.
Yeah,
so big trouble. You lose out on the exam.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Last thing you want, that will drag your ATAR down.
Exactly. Now, did you ever see cheating along the journey when you were in school?
So, I only went to Year 10, so we didn't really have that much of a Year 10 certificate was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did see some people who would write notes on the water bottle labels because you're allowed to take a water bottle in.
Now, that is kind of clever.
Yeah, so I know a friend of a friend of a friend.
I'm not going to out them.
Yeah. 20 years ago, but I'm not going to out them. They had the periodic table of elements written on two separate water bottles.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that is fascinating.
Because my thing with the periodic table is I knew the first 15 or 20 elements and that was it. No. They got most of them on there.
Yeah, because they'd written them all down.
I just had a song.
That's how I remember mine. That's just using your memory. That's not cheating. Now, the one I saw two different ones. Mm. The first one was on the inside of the calculator lid.
Clever.
But they always check in stuff like that
they?
Now, I would think.
Okay.
And then one time, I remember I went to the toilet in the exam. Mm. Somebody had stashed stuff in the bathroom.
Of course they had.
Because they knew which room it was going to be in.
Yep.
So they like went into the toilets and put stuff in there beforehand.
Oh, my God.
Kind of, I mean, yes. Obviously, don't cheat.
Yeah.
The wrong thing to do, but I kind of admire it in a way.
It's creativity. And the way I feel about testing as well, just because you remember something doesn't make you smarter.
Well, not always, you
know.
In
my opinion.
I mean, obviously, if you can remember stuff, you are a bit smarter.
A little bit, but like...
it doesn't test your problem solving.
Yeah.
I think eventually...
just because I couldn't remember a moment in history that happened in 1876 doesn't mean I'm not smart, you know?
Just means you didn't really bother to study that bit.
History wasn't too bad for me. My worst subject on this, in my Year 10 certificate for maths, I smashed through it. like really quickly. I'm like, this is incredible. What have I done? Like, I'm a genius. 10 minutes beforehand, when they give you the 10 minute like warning, I realised I missed a book.
A whole book.
A whole book. I didn't realise it, so I'm scrambling through. I got like 66.
Oh my god, you were lucky to get through, knowing, like missing a whole book.
Missing a whole, and I still passed.
Hey, look, there's a top tip from Meg. If you're doing your test this, you know, season, testing season. Yeah.
Do the books.
Check you've done every book.
Before you're sitting there going, oh, I'm smarter than everybody.
See how many books there are.
Yeah, check that.
That's a top tip right there.
Hey, on the other side of this, love it or loathe it, producer Tyler is going to challenge us with a daily topic. Crevo and I have 3 seconds to decide whether we love it or we loathe it. Going to do it on the other side of this.
Love it or loathe it.
This is where producer Tyler brings a daily topic to the table. Crevo and I have to basically say love it.
Yeah,
or loathe
we've got to decide in the moment, snap decision, and it's a way for you to listen to what we think deep down inside because we've got no time to think.
And judge
about
us for it too, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Feel
it's
free.
All part of it.
Tyler, what do you got for us?
Manners.
It's getting there. Come
the machine.
On.
3, 2, 1, go.
Love it.
Love it, definitely.
Oh, who doesn't love manners?
Yeah, of course.
Right? If I said loathe it, that'd be rude, right?
Yeah, that'd be rude.
Bad manners.
It would mean you'd have no manners, right? So a cafe in the UK has come up with a way to reward customers for simply being polite. It's called Chai Stop in the UK. Their new policy means a chai tea could cost you as little as $3 if you're nice to the staff, or $9 if you're rude.
Oh, good. I love this.
They've
got
a
sign.
Great idea.
Yeah, they've got a sign out front. So if a customer were to ask, hello, can I have a Desi chai, please? They'll pay $3.
Mm.
If you say, Desi chai, please, you'll get your tea for $5. And you'll be stung $9 if you just plainly say, Desi chai. No hello, no thank you, no nothing.
I love this.
It's like a reverse Karen's Diner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that makes me kind of, I get the feeling that this cafe has got a lot of rude customers if they're implementing this kind of policy though, right?
Oh, for sure.
The owner said he'd hoped the method would promote good vibes only for his business. Also saying, to me, the most important thing in my business is to walk through the door and be treated like you're a welcome guest in our home. It's nice to have that respect reciprocated. So,
it's genius, really. And the great thing about if you're just nice to people, you'd be surprised what discounts you can get.
Oh, it's a long way, right? Yeah. I wonder if this will be implemented in any cafes around Newcastle, because he did say some people would walk in and kind of just be rude, and all he would have to do was point at the sign and it would just completely change their whole attitude.
Yeah,
so
good.
Maybe
we need
that around town too, just to make people a bit nicer.
I'm like one of those people, maybe it comes off as fake. I'm ridiculously nice to retail staff.
Yes.
Because I worked in retail for so long.
You get
I know
it, right? Mm.
The vibe. When I get a good customer, it perks my mood up as when I was behind a counter.
It's the same in hospo. You know, like, be nice to your bartenders and they're pouring your beers, because they've got to deal with some absolute flogs.
Because otherwise they'll spit in them.
Oh, yeah.
That too. But it's just, it makes their day.
They always have the upper hand.
Even leaving a restaurant, if I like the meal, I'll go up and say, can you pass this on to the chef? That was great. Blah, blah, blah. Because being nice and being polite is free.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Exactly.
It's a great
and I mean,
point.
It's going to save you money in the long run.
Exactly. If I can get a chai tea for $3.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a good story. I like that.
Thank you, Tyler.
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
On 13 10 09, what we want here are your stories of what pranks you played on your family.
Mm.
Now, this could be when you were a kid, or maybe it's something ongoing.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that families like to do, is a little prank here and there. Sometimes it can even get a little out of hand.
See, I don't think you would have done much of this being an only child, though.
Yeah, or sometimes I'd prank my dad.
Yeah.
Because he's an easy target. But also, I don't know, I'd see a lot of it. I've got a mate who has absolutely did it to his sister.
Yeah.
He was relentless. So they would, like, because we're out in the countryside, the bus would stop, and for him and his sister, it'd be about a kilometre walk into the house.
Jeez, right? Okay, so, yeah.
But, you know, when you're a kid, you just
you don't
do
think
it.
Much of
it's
it.
It's like 20 minutes, yeah. You know, it's not a big deal, really.
It's life.
It's just life. So what he would do, his sister would always be afraid of, like, I don't know, what could happen on in the forest or whatever.
Yeah.
So one day he had the day off because he was sick or whatever. Yeah. She's walking home. He hid in the trees behind, like, where the sister was walking.
Yeah.
And started, like, making all these funny noises and yelling out. She freaks out, starts running, and then he starts chasing after her. And it, she had no idea running.
Oh, my God.
He was a serial.
She would be traumatized. Oh,
absolutely.
Holy
he
crap.
Was a serial pranker. The other one he used to do was change all the clocks in the house.
Oh, what a jerk.
And his parents had to get up very early. They're like bakers.
Yeah.
So he'd change all the clocks in the house. Not by too much. Just about 40 minutes early.
Oh.
Wow. So they'd get up panicking about the time,
yeah.
Rush into work, and then they'd be 40 minutes early.
Oh, what a jerk.
Some people just love doing pranks on their family.
Yeah.
So this is what we're after. 13-10-09. Now, everyone that gets on the show today, in the draw for this, how about this? 4 tickets to the Melbourne Cup at the Lucky Hotel Newcastle.
This is going to be a bit bougie, my friend. They've just renovated too, which looks amazing.
Very fancy. 3-course menu, beverage package, live music, best dress prizes, DJs, the whole box and dice, nearly $700 worth. All we need is the pranks you played or were played on you as, you know, in your family.
You could
family
be shouting
pranks.
Mates to Melbourne Cup. How good.
You and 3 friends.
Yep. Get involved. 13-10-09. We'll take your call. Hey, everyone, are you gonna bust it on air?
We're talking family pranks here because I was chatting to my mate the other day and we got to talking about all the pranks he used to pull on his family back in the day. It was an extensive list. He just used to be mad for it. There was the big clock-changing one, which drove his family mad.
Especially being bakers.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning.
They had to get up like 4 in the morning and they'd get into work and they'd be there 45 minutes late or early even. He'd change it on everything too, right down to the microwave.
Oh, what a jerk.
So that it was no chance that the car clocks everything. Nah. He was just did it all.
Mate, he's a prankster galore, let me tell you. Let's go. The phones. Rachel is in Nelson Bay. Hey, Rachel.
How you going?
Hey, good, good. Tell us your prank story.
Well, my prank story is my kids actually on their dad.
Yeah.
He's from Ireland, so they change his phone to his friend's number in Ireland, and then they call him from their phone. So when it rings, it comes up Keith, and that he thinks he's going to be speaking to his friend in Ireland.
That's funny.
And he gets excited. My mate's calling me. Nah.
He does. It's kind of a bit sad because he sounds really happy to be hearing from him.
But
the prank lasts as long as we can keep our faces straight. But we just end up laughing so much that he's just looking at us all like, what's going on?
Oh, poor bugger. So how long has this been happening for?
It's been going on a few years, actually. They've done it a few times now.
And he just keeps falling for it.
He does.
No wonder he keeps changing the passcode on his phone. I wonder why.
Trust issues.
How good. Hey, what's the guys up next with producer Tyler?
Someone is coming on tour that hasn't been on tour in a very long time.
Oh, okay. Details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, so someone's touring who hasn't toured in a while, Tyler. Who is it?
Big news, Meg.
Big? Oh, get out.
Rihanna.
The queen of the halftime show next year.
Is she running out of money or something?
Well,
I wouldn't have thought so.
She's a millionaire.
That's what I thought.
She is reportedly set to hit the road for a stadium tour in 2023, and rumour has it will kick off not long after her Super Bowl halftime show performance in Feb next year.
This is going to sell out.
Oh, yeah, 100%. She has also reportedly returned to the recording studio not long after this announcement was made.
Really?
Which means new music is also, well, could be on the cards.
This is the best news.
Yeah, huge news. They said that her halftime performance will be used to relaunch her music career after she took a step back to focus on Fenty Beauty, of course. That's what made her the millionaire or billionaire.
Billionaire.
In the first place. Yeah, she's also rumoured to have an album's worth of unfinished material that remains that way. She supposedly doesn't want to release underwhelming music that may negatively impact her brand.
Oh, Rihanna, you could never underwhelm me.
I know, I know. And people have been waiting for so long, haven't they?
You know what? It's possible. Sometimes, like, an artist does so well, she's taken too long off, I reckon.
Do you think?
Yeah.
She, I think she's going to come back with a bang and everyone's just going to eat it up.
Yeah,
or
sure.
She's forgotten how to sing.
Maybe. Nah.
Hasn't done it for too long.
I have full faith in what Rihanna can do.
I'm with you, Meg. And I think this Super Bowl halftime performance will just give us a nice little taste of what we're in for. So stay tuned for an official tour announcement and new music as well.
When she announced the Super Bowl thing, I lost my shit.
Yeah, me too.
I really did, because we haven't seen her perform in so long.
Yeah. But also, too, that's what people are speculating. Maybe that now that they've got a kid, they've got to start paying bills.
That's what I reckon.
I think she's missed it so much.
I agree.
She's been on maternity leave.
Yeah.
And that thing's got to wrap up at some point, doesn't it?
Or maybe she's just sick of being stuck at home with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
She wants a little... She wants to get the heck out of
there. Either way, come to Australia. You know, the worst part is I know what these tickets are going to go for if she does come here. Like, Blink-182 announced their tour last week. For floor tickets, it was like $400.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh...
How much would you pay?
For floor at Blink?
No, talking about Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna. Oh, for floor, and it wasn't VIP tickets.
Yeah.
Max three.
Yeah. What,
so
I'd
if
probably
it was
pay that.
$350.
Nah.
Not buying it.
Max. Yeah, I've got a. I've got it. Yeah. I will reserve $300+ for music festivals, not a solo artist. Mm. Love Rihanna.
And it's a stadium show, so it's not like it's going to be a huge. It's going to be a huge show. It's not like it's going to be an intimate one, you know? Like, there are going to be thousands of people there, so...
Yeah.
She's not doing the Cambridge.
No.
No. I wish she would, though.
Oh, that'd be sick. That'd be
a good show to go to.
Oh, well, hopefully... Keep us posted.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
When the tour dates are...
She's not announced anything, but we're hoping that, you know, obviously it's a thing. But
if she comes to Newcastle, I'm interested.
Fingers are crossed, let me tell you.
They're local ads. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free with producer Tyler. What have you got for us?
This.
This is peak hot house party at Newcastle Workers
Club. I love the Chili Peppers.
My God.
This is your favourite song, Crevo.
Yeah, for sure.
Also this.
Oh, I love this.
We rested this for a while
and brought it back
with a passion. My God.
Didn't we watch?
Yes, so good.
St. John.
And Meg. Done. Your favourite.
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, mate.
No Chili Peppers this time.
So they're headlining When We Were Young in Vegas next year. And guess.
Are you going back?
Yeah, I am.
You're mental.
I've bought tickets next year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, our girl's obsessed.
You know, if you've ever wondered, does Meg have music passion? You don't need to wonder. You just need to know.
Just go look at my Instagram.
Yeah, she goes to every festival ever.
Yeah, pretty much. Provided it's rock.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't see me at a country music festival. I'm not going to Tamworth.
Oh, God, no. Is Green Day up there for you as well, Meg? I know you're obsessed.
I've seen Green Day like 3 or 4 times.
Okay, yep. There you go.
Yeah, so I think checking. She likes.
But I'm mainly going for Blink-182, to be fair.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I've only seen Blink twice, so.
You've got to
get that motor up.
Yeah. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial free, hitting your radios after 9 o'clock this morning. Now, Crevo, one of my favourite things to do, speaking of music, I love sitting at Nobby's Beach of a night time, like late afternoon night, and just blasting music, listening to the waves, watching the beach. It's beautiful.
To go up there in your... In your little car.
In my little Yaris.
Yeah.
In it. Get the doof doof on.
Yeah.
Basically.
Doing manies.
Nah. Nah. Petrol's too expensive for
burnouts.
That.
Burnouts.
Could you imagine any little Yaris doing burnout?
I can imagine.
I'd crash the car doing a burnout.
Okay.
No, but I've done it a couple of times over the weekend because it just relaxes me.
Yeah, and you just go out there and watch them.
The people that I've seen in the last week at Nobby's, very questionable.
Quality people watching
while you're listening to great music. I'll tell you what, it's an experience.
So we're going to hear about the different characters you've encountered.
Yes, the characters of Nobby's.
Okay, this is good.
A Bather's Way and Nobby's.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
So I was telling you, Crevo, one of my favourite things to do is just chill at the beach with some music and just watch the waves. I love the idea of hearing the music and the waves at the same time. I don't know why. It just really relaxes me.
That's not, look, hey, we live on the beach.
Yeah.
We should all go more often,
take
to
advantage
be honest.
Of it. It's beautiful of a night time. Now, I went on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And that's a regular thing for me. Sometimes I'll go get dinner and I'll sit at the beach, have dinner.
Nice. Just enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah. Anyway, people pull up next to you. They normally stay for like 5 or 10 minutes and then they leave. I'm there for a couple of hours half the time just listening to music. It's just, you know, weird. Anyway, old mates pulled up about three spaces across from
me. Like another person.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So there were two people in the car and it was a very like old 80s style Commodore. Very sharp edges. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, a guy's got out, and let me just set the scene for you. A little bit bigger of a guy. He's rocking a Midnight Oil to a t-shirt.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
He's not wearing shorts. He's wearing his dacks only.
Wait, he's only wearing underpants?
Underpants. So we're talking like your boy leg type undies.
What time is this?
This is about 8:30.
P.M.
8:30 p.m., right? He's got the thongs on. Now, he's bending over to get something out of the back of the car, and I saw full moon.
Like, did you now?
Mate, it was... He wasn't shy about it.
Did we just have the pink moon as well?
Yes, I think so. Now, so you have the crack hanging out. He's wearing the stubbies as well.
Yep.
Gets out, walks past my car, durry in one hand, beer in the other. Mate, and he's stumbling. Like he wasn't driving, by the way.
Okay, that's good.
He had a lady friend next to him, and I'm pretty sure she was like, yeah, I'll take you to the beach. We'll wear you out so you can go home and pass out. That's the kind of vibe I got from her.
And they were
just doing laps walking up Bather's Way.
What a scene.
Right?
Dari in one hand.
And he's
Tinny
stumbling.
In the other.
It looked like he had a bit of a mullet going on. And I'm like, you know what? It was just a scene. It really was. Nothing encapsulated the Aussie bogan more than this guy. He's living his best life. You do you.
In
you
his 80s you. Commodore and mullet.
Right. And then last night, I was hanging at the beach with a friend of mine. And we saw this guy. Like, we were about to leave anyway.
Yeah.
And I got out of the car to stretch my back a little bit. And this guy rocks up. And I didn't really notice him at first.
Yeah.
And he's gone and sat down at the seats.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Starts playing the bongos. And I'm talking really in rhythm, like African vibe bongos. And I thought, okay, maybe he's just giving this a red hot go for maybe a minute or two. No, like 10 minutes.
Really?
Until we left, he was still going when we left.
The variety of characters, it feels like, almost equal to Hamilton.
Right.
You know, what's that main eating street?
Like Beaumont.
It's like almost equivalent to the variety of characters of Beaumont Street.
I really wanted to walk past him and see if he was busking. Because I'll chuck a couple of dollars in there. Well done, buddy. You're doing... But that time, I was getting a bit irritated because it's quite annoying. Bongos with the same beat on repeat. And then he was trying to switch it up. But the way he was switching it up wasn't as good as the original beat keeping that he was doing.
I think what's happened there is his wife's kicked him out and said, if you want to play bongos, you can't do it here.
Oh, mate. But it was interesting. So I think when I get back from my trip, I'm going to head to Nobby's.
You're going to take up bongos?
No. I'm going to head to Nobby's and see if this is a regular Sunday occurrence.
Mm.
Look.
Commodore mullet guy.
Commodore mullet guy on a Friday night with a stubby and a durry in his hand.
Has he brought his own pokey? Because there's a coin slot right there ready to go.
And then you got bongo guy on a Sunday night. I reckon this guy goes there every Sunday and plays the bongos. I've got a feeling this will be the case. If this is you, man, first of all, the normal beat keeping was great. The little, like... In, like, flair.
Yeah, it was not
you
as good.
You need to work on it, but you do you.
You're practicing away.
I'm proud of you, my friend.
Oh, that's a nice vibe.
Yeah.
Hey, Meg, but I don't know if you remember, a little while ago we talked about the emotional support alligator.
Oh, yes.
That guy talked. There's been an update.
Oh.
right?
Is it a positive update?
Yeah, it is, because he took him to that theme park,
the
remember?
Water park.
There's an update.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, so a couple of weeks ago, we found out about Wally the alligator. Now,
yes.
Wally is this guy's emotional support alligator.
Yeah, we know about the emotional support dogs. Mm-hmm. I've heard of birds before. I've never heard of an emotional support alligator until Wally.
Yeah, so he's fully accredited. Like, you have to send off paperwork and everything. And
go
then,
to a GP and whatnot.
Yeah, and he's taken him. We've heard the story. He took him to a water park, which
freaked out a lot of people
got freaked out. But they've done a bit more investigation, and this one reporter has gone to spend, like, the day with Wally and his owner to see what it's like and what he gets up to.
Well, you were saying apparently they, like, share the same bed.
Well, that's right. Sleeps in the same bed. That's one thing. The diet is also interesting and couldn't be more American. So Wally the alligator eats nothing but Cheetos and chicken legs.
I was going to say chicken nuggets. I'm bloody close.
You weren't far off. Lives in the house, no cage.
Yep.
So this is the guy was like, I've never met an alligator that will not bite you. You fool around with his with the normal alligator's head, and its instinct is to grab you. He does not do it. You can reach there and rub his tongue, and he refuses to close his mouth. We don't know why.
I think he's a bit docile.
I'll tell you why. Because his head isn't big enough to close over your hand yet.
Yes.
All he's doing, so he says, like, he sleeps with me, he lays on the couch up against me.
Yep.
He's not sleeping, mate. He's measuring you.
He's sizing you up, bro.
But one day this alligator will be big enough and you will just get eaten.
What size is it at the moment?
So it's under 2 meters still. So, and
apparently they get to, what, 3?
Yeah, maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get as big as crocodiles.
Well, I was going to say, he hasn't got a normal alligator diet, though. If he's on Cheetos and chicken legs, he's probably not going to grow to be as big as he could be.
That's the thing. It's like a goldfish. If you keep it in a small tank, it will never get that big.
Yeah.
If you only feed it Cheetos, it probably won't get that big either. He says he lays on the couch and Wally the alligator lays on my head. Seems heavy and unnecessary. You could have its own, you know, you could
own
have
pillow area.
Exactly. He says, we lay together so long I'll wake up with a whole jaw print on my face.
Holy crap. Oh, mate, he's going to kill you one day.
I know. Wally goes everywhere with the owner, including to the doctor's office and the drive-thru.
Of course, the drive-thru, because where else do you get the chicken legs from?
I know. I'm guessing you like...
Does he feed him one as they're driving home?
I'm guessing so. Do you want one, Wally? One for the journey?
I have seen a picture of Wally, though, and he is kind of cute, but I'm not having an emotional support alligator in my life. It's not for me right now.
He says, I don't get lonely anymore. I used to get lonely and stuff, but Wally just gives me a hug now. It makes me feel loved.
Mate, I'm a single woman who lives by herself. I don't need an alligator.
Nobody needs an alligator.
No.
You are food, not a friend to him.
So in 2 weeks' time, we'll have the story of him getting eaten, basically, is what you're telling me.
I think it'll be longer than 2 weeks.
Mm.
But Wally is purely biding his time, I guarantee
you're
you
sizing him up, as you said.
Yeah, he's not sleeping next to you. He's measuring you.
Bless you, Wally.
I know,
we'll
right?
see you in handcuffs very soon for eating your owner. 105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
And new Vera Blue.
Oh, this is great.
It's really nice. I love this. I've always been a big fan of Vera Blue as well.
I love her harmonies.
She's great.
They're always so great.
Question though.
Yeah.
Can you understand what she's saying?
Mermaid Avenue.
It's called Mermaid Avenue.
Yeah.
But what all of the other words in this song?
Listen to it, appreciate it, Creepo, trust me.
I do like it though.
Also this. I don't care.
It took me so
long. Oh, we're doing
long.
Love It or Loathe It.
I was just about to say, it just sounds like we're doing Love It or Loathe It again.
I was going to say, it took me so long to realise this was Charlie XCX with I Kinda Pop.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, it makes so much sense.
Now you
this
know.
This song's 10 years old, you guys.
Oh, shut up.
It makes us feel so old, doesn't it?
No.
And also more new stuff as well. It's just
brilliant. Love
remakes
this.
Remakes continue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't they what?
Yeah, or Tone, Paul Wood.
Are they going to do another song with Blue? It's only been about 12.
Probably.
No. So you guys, it's only block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. Coming your way next. Have a great Monday, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Show's done.